Welcome to the August 10th, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation, sponsored by our value partner, Troon, where your team plus Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. The title of today's Fortnite is The Largest Growing Sport in America, written by NGF's Chief Research Officer, David Lorenz. If you haven't played pickleball yet, you've at least heard of it, perhaps even heard it. That steady stream of 50 decibel pops. Pickleball has been dubbed the loudest, fastest growing sport in America. On a percentage basis, it is indeed on a rapid growth path of a compound annual growth rate of more than 18% since 2014. But a look volumetrically across the American sports landscape reveals a different kind of juggernaut. The title of largest growing sport in America belongs to golf. That's if we use the more contemporary and comprehensive definition of golf, which comprises various forms of grassless participation where people swing clubs and hit balls at real and or virtual targets. Using this definition, golf's growth over the past 8 years has topped pickleball by a whopping 4.4 million people. Half the states in this country have smaller populations. Golf's trajectory is impressive in its own right, but the story is usually modulated for fear of sounding opportunistic, quote-unquote, moving the goalposts, and because the relationship between on and off course has been sort of dubious up to this point. Is off course growing the proverbial pie? Creating market cannibalization? How many golfers has it produced? The last question is the one we're asked most often. And while it seems straightforward, answering it is not. Why? For one, there are analytical challenges sorting through the ebbs and flows of golf's participant pool. How do you classify a person who tried top golf in 2019, tried green grass for the first time in 2021, but hasn't played in any form over the past 18 months? Are they still a created golfer? There's also the philosophical question, from both business and cultural perspectives, of what it even means to be a golfer. Do you have to play a certain amount? Spend a certain amount? Just identify as one? Heck, a third of active green grass players don't do that. Here's what we can tell you about golfer creation. An estimated 2.5 million, 10%, of today's 25.6 million on-course players credit their off-course experiences for getting them to the golf course. Approximately half of on-course participants agree that off-course re-engaged them with golf. Interest in taking up the traditional game is 5 times higher among golfers with off-course experience than those without. And around 2/3 of today's on-course beginners are coming to the course with off-course experience, compared to fewer than 40% 5 years ago. Sometimes the grass is green on both sides. Our team's extensive research on this subject has led us to a couple of conclusions. First, it's conceivable that neither the pre-pandemic stability nor post-pandemic growth we've enjoyed in green grass participation happened without the catalytic effects of the grassless game. In fact, we'd note that on-course demand finally hit an inflection point as off-course supply reached a critical mass across major markets. Second, this is not the zero-sum game that many feared it'd be, where golf-related time, attention, and money are simply reallocated from one side to the other. If anything, it seems the total pie is getting bigger and that golf, on the whole, is siphoning those scarce resources away from other leisure pursuits. In a recent search, Google's new aggregator fetched 300 articles that include fastest growing sport in America, all describing pickleball, but virtually nothing about a largest growing sport in America. That's our story to tell, so let's tell it. Well, that wraps up this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. By the way, did you know that NGF offers services like direct email marketing, digital marketing services, facility consulting, and research and analytics? To learn more about the services we offer, or if you're not a member and interested in becoming one, call us at 888-275-4643 or email Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin at ngf.org. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.